All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, so we back. This is Centaur Views. This is your boy No Sense.
And your girl Victoria the God.
So we going with that now?
Yep, I thought right, across okay. Social media.
All right, yeah.
Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook.
So, Victoria the God, new name, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
Well, remember, this is Centaur Views. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and you can like, share, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher. What else?
Spotify.
Anywhere that you can get your podcast, you can use the RSS feed to load it in there and you can play it. So please do that. We come out every other week. We try to. Things, life happens, so we won't always hit you on a Wednesday, but we're going to get these out to you as fast as we can. So what is your two cents this week?
Okay, Vic? I think it was last week I watched Tom and Jerry, the new Tom and Jerry with my kids. And I watched it and immediately it was like, what the fuck is going on here? So the premise of the, and this is a spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't seen it. I hope you don't get mad. So the premise of the movie is this white chick that can't hold a job, walks into a hotel, a very prestigious hotel in New York, and steals this lady's resume and gets a job coordinating and hosting the couple, the biggest couple in America right now. It's like this Indian lady and this white boy getting married. So she's the wedding planner, event planner, I should say. What bothered me was the fact that this white lady was lying the entire time in the movie. Like, she stole this lady's identity. She lied about her experience. And nobody seemed to question it except for the Hispanic coordinator that was already working there. The white man just gave her a job on the spot. She proven to herself that it was like luck. Luck was just happening and stuff. She was just at the right place at the right time. And things was just falling into place for her, but she was fucking up on the low. But nobody, like, the Hispanic dude was trying to, like, tell everybody, like, she ain't who she, like, something ain't right about this, and she ain't who she's supposed to be, or say she is. And nobody believed him. He, at the end of the show, well, in the middle of the movie, got his job, actually. He got fired, and she got his job. And so he went on to try to sabotage the event. To show everybody that she wasn't who she said she was. But I just felt, you know me, felt that, like, it happens in life that way. Like, the white lady will say anything. I was just thinking about Emmett Till and the lady that lied and said that he whistled at her and got the child murdered. And it's just... It seemed like an innocent kids movie, but it's just like, this is normal. This happens all the time. And it's just aggravating to see. It's like, yo, the little Hispanic dude, his hospitality was his whole entire life. Like, he really took his job serious. And this white lady just came out of nowhere and just took his fucking job. And I feel like it was real life because that's happened. That happens all the time. White lady just swoops in and with no experience, and everybody's like, oh yeah, she's great and everything.
So the movie don't have nothing to do with Tom and Jerry?
I mean, Tom and Jerry was fucking up, but they're... Yeah. They were doing Tom and Jerry shit.
So she even stole the movie from them, basically.
Basically, in my opinion, even the little lady, the Indian woman that was getting married, she entrusted this lady with no fucking experience with her $1 million ring and all. I'm like... Just trust the old white lady. I was like, if this had been any other character, I don't think this movie would have played out this way. Like, I guess it was fitting. I don't know. I just had an issue with it. And of course, my kids was like, looking at me like, do you always have to bring race into this? Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I digress. That's all I had to say. That was it.
All right. My two cents is it has to do about race too, I guess.
Always.
But it's more or less a celebration right now as we are recording this. And probably when we release this, Bobby Lashley is the third black WWE champion.
Who?
Bobby Lashley. He is like, you seen Brock Lesnar, right?
Who?
Brock Lesnar, the UFC dude.
That name sounds familiar.
But he basically, this guy is like huge. He's swole. Like all muscle.
Yeah, that wasn't the same person I was thinking about. Never mind.
But his character is very no nonsense, serious. You remember the picture I showed you? They had like the four guys in the suits.
The black people?
Yeah. He's the leader of them.
Okay.
So it's a very I'm happy to see it because
That was not who I thought was Brock Lesnar. I had to look him up. Yeah, that was not who I thought.
But you have the three people who held the belt that the company holds as their highest prestige, mm-hmm. all three different types of black people. The Rock is just that arrogant, cocky superstar guy. Kofi was pretty much goofy, but he looked like a lot of people. He had the dreads, you know what I'm saying? He was a gamer. Mm-hmm. He looked like the average person. And now Bobby Lashley is this no-nonsense, serious type. So you don't have to be one stigma mm-hmm. to be that. I like that that's happened. Like, they're the difference in the three of these guys. And also, the women this year, two black women, it's been called, it hasn't happened yet, but it's been called that they may main event WrestleMania one of the nights. They're doing it two nights. Mm-hmm. And one of the nights, these two black women will main event. And this will be the first time, not only that two black women, but only two women versus. Two years ago, they did it with three women mm-hmm. to close the show. Of course, they were all white. But for me, like the character, the girl that plays Bianca Belair, her character is so her. Like, they are unabashedly, unapologetically black. Her and her husband, who's also a wrestler. Mm-hmm. But a quote that really sticks out to me is when she said, if you don't see yourself in a spot that you want to be, mm-hmm. then become that person.
Most definitely.
So when she does this, she's doing it so that other little black girls can look at her and say, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And fun fact, she went to USC for a minute, University of South Carolina. So it's a beautiful thing right now. And like I said before, previously, WWE has in the past said, oh, well, we did this, so you can give us applause. They're not. Mm. They're just letting it happen. And the love is coming from the fans, you know. So I'm really excited as a fan mm-hmm. To see stuff like this happening. It's getting to where I think most of the belts are on people of color.
I forget who said it. Like, if you put us in any category, we're going to dominate.
I mean, you got to think about it. Black people are fairly athletic.
Very.
This is a very athletic
not
field.
Not me, though, but yeah. I'm clumsy.
But just, like, somebody had drew a picture of, it was The Rock, Kofi Kingston, and Bobby Lashley holding the belts mm-hmm. with a little boy. With a little belt over his shoulder, and mm-hmm. it's like anything is possible. And somebody said, why do you have to bring race in it? And the guy said, it's not race, it's representation. Like, and you know, and it took another white person coming in. He said, when I watched TV, I didn't have to see myself only as the friend of the main character or the only person in the group of them. He mm-hmm. said, so you don't know how that feels.
Right.
But imagine what it feels like for somebody who's always seen themselves as that. That's what they want to be represented as. So
that's good that you, that's even the fact that you point that out. That's kind of like, I guess when I was watching Tom and Jerry, it was like here we are again. Like, the protagonist is the white lady, and she gets to get away with everything. And you got the side characters. Like, one of the dudes that she was interested in was a black man. And then she was going up against this Hispanic man. So I'm like, it's hard not to see that when that's all you've ever seen. Like, I don't recall any movie ever seen a black protagonist and it being that easy to get away with some shit like that. Like, I cannot see a black person in that role at all. And somebody was like, oh yeah, come on in. Like, they're not even like, oh, you got all this resume. You got all this on your resume. Like, yeah, you get the job on the spot. Like, when have you seen that? When? So yeah, representation does matter always. And you can't ignore color either.
No, and they have another character who he used to be like this smiley go face, and he wasn't going nowhere. He was very basic, but his look wise, his skills, out of this world. But he changed, and now he's from Nigeria, so he's honed into that character. He came out with a spear, but he came out with two soldiers. Like, he looked like a warrior.
Yeah.
And so some people say, no, it's too much. And other people are like, when people talk about their culture, they are a little bit arrogant. That's anybody. Nobody says America, talking about America, and you think, oh, they're so humble. No.
Right, no.
When you are bringing out what your heritage is, your culture, where you're from, you have a little bit of a little cocky attitude.
You have pride.
Yeah.
It's pride.
And so I like it. I mean, they're allowing him to be something that he's comfortable with, you know. So if it works, it works. I'm happy for it. Like I said, everything needs to be represented, and every black guy doesn't have to be a happy face good guy either.
They shouldn't have to be.
So
damn, I reneged my 2 cents. I don't want to talk about this lady no more. I will add that if you haven't seen the Brent Fires video, he did a wonderful representation of black women. It was his song called Show You Off, and like, it was beautiful to see and witness that a black man in hip-hop and R&B in this period are actually visually representing and in honoring black women in such a way. If you haven't seen the video, you need to check it out on YouTube or whatever. I don't know wherever else you watch videos at these days. You can't just turn on MTV no more. Because all they're doing is playing Ridiculousness. Whatever that damn stupid ass show called.
Alright, so we about to get to the main show. That was our 2 cents.
Right. Alright, so this week I talked about watching Judas and the Black Messiah. And today's show is about an idea that I came up with when I was watching. Well, it's not an original idea at all. I don't think any idea is original. But nonetheless, I was watching the movie and it prompted me to think about what limitations that we actually have. This show is about free will and the idea of free will. So, I remember watching the video or the movie and thinking about the character Bill. I forget Bill's last name right now. I don't know why I want to keep calling this man Bill O'Reilly. But that ain't that man. But Bill's character, watching Judas and the Black Messiah, Bill, I felt like I was really somber and sad at the end of it watching. Like, this is spoiler alert too. Watching it, and
ain't nobody watching a movie and listen to the podcast.
Nobody at all. True. Even you. I'm sorry to even spoil it for you, but he didn't have much of a choice. Like, if he, in the beginning of the movie, he was a thief, and he got caught by the FBI impersonating the FBI agent. So the FBI agent gave him a choice and made him feel like he had a choice. Either he was going to spy on Fred Hammond or he was going to do some jail time. 8 years for impersonating a FBI agent, I believe.
I mean, that's a choice in there. But, yeah. It's, there's either no way, it's a lose-lose situation for him.
It's a lose-lose situation. So I like I said, it made me sad at the end, because you look at it and then you be like, damn, what options do we really have? Either he was gonna go, and there's still political prisoners now that are in jail from being a part of the Black Panther Party. You think about Asatha Shakur, I hope I fudged her name up, but she fled the country and she can't come back to America ever because them setting her up to kill, I mean, setting her up saying that she killed this police officer, which she did. So, like, you're going to be on the run for the rest of your life? You're going to be in prison for the rest of your life? Or you be dead? Like, what choices for us as Black people do we really have? And I don't even know about just simply Black people. It's just, like, people in general. Or was highlighted in the movie. Fred Hampton appealed to poor white people, the Hispanic racist and communities, because
the Latin gangs is part of the Rainbow Coalition.
Rainbow Coalition. It's like we all are victims of this larger system that makes us appear that we have our liberties when we really do. We really have them. And I don't. The point of this video or this video, the point of this podcast is not to actually give answers. I think when I thought about it, I came up with more questions than answers. So, I don't know. I just want to have this conversation. I know for me, free will is what I thought free will was the ability to choose to make a choice on your own. What do you define as free will?
Free will is, to me, you make a choice, but I think in order for it to be free will, it can't have a consequence.
That's interesting.
What's that? Like when royalty comes into the country and they have amnesty. Mm-hmm. Meaning that's free will. That means no matter what I do, I can't get in trouble for it. I can't be held accountable. To me, that's free will. I don't think in any society nowadays, free will doesn't exist unless you are in that at that upper echelon level.
Well, Merriam-Webster defined free will as the voluntary choice or decision, freedom of humans to make choices that are not determined by prior causes or by divine intervention. So I guess that is like basically what you're saying. Like you don't have, you're free of the consequences. That's how I interpret it.
Because nobody makes a law because people haven't done it yet. They make it a law because there's a history of somebody doing it. So there's, it's not free will because it was determined by something that happened in the past.
So do you think that we have free will?
We, me and you? Hell no.
I even think about my upbringing, thinking about how in Christianity, that's what you're talking. I don't know about everybody else, but that was my interpretation. Like, okay, so God gives you the free will to follow your own destiny, to make your own path and everything. And then, like, now I don't know if I really and truly believe that. And I know I have to always ask myself, dude, like, why do you have beliefs anymore? Like, just think. Like, you have thoughts. Like, I believe in myself, but everything else is like, it really? I don't know. Because Adam and Eve, you think about the religion, Adam and Eve was supposedly had free will.
But they couldn't eat off the
tree. But they couldn't eat off a fucking tree. So is that really free will, God? like how do I have this free will? But I can't eat. Like, if you have free will, why do you have restrictions?
And I think that's where it ends, is you have the ability to decide what you're going to do, but you're going to have to suffer the consequences. That what eliminates it from being free will. A lot of people feel as if free will is the ability to decide. Mm-hmm. You know, as slaves, you come in, you have no choice but to be a slave.
Right.
But now it's like, oh, well, I can either rent for the rest of my life, or I could be broke and try to own something. Mm-hmm. Either way, you still are struggling.
Yeah, because we go, like, that goes into the next question. Like, do we have free will here? And we have to work. Hey, I don't like my job. I'm going to say that loud and clear. I don't like my job. I don't like my job, and I don't want to work there. However, I have to in order to provide for my family. I saw a post the other day. It was like, all the people with no jobs, how y'all be surviving? Can y'all do a class?
Oh, Brittany, my cousin, yeah.
Like, can y'all please give me a class, because I just don't understand. I don't understand. How do you survive? How do you thrive in that? I would love to.
I think
to.
Survival and thriving is two different things.
1,000%. 1,000%.
But if you coming up and you ain't work, yeah, it's not, you doing something illegal. I ain't know.
Possibly.
Yeah, you lying to the government or something.
I guess. I don't think we have free will here in America. It's because we have to be able to work. Like, our basic necessities aren't met. They're poor people. They're people that are sick and can't afford health insurance. They can't afford to go see the doctor. They can't afford their medicine and everything. So this idea for us to think that we have free will, like, it's absurd to me. Like, we play a, which is hard. I'm conflicted because I'm in a business where I'm coaching now, and I have to empower these people to take their own life in their own hands, and yet there are still systems that are set up to prohibit you to thrive in a such a way. Even me looking for an apartment recently, and I'm like, I've worked for my company for 10 years. I've given 10 years, devoted 10 years of my life to this company. I can't even afford an apartment in the city. Like, what the fuck is, what's, that doesn't correlate. Like, the amount of effort that I put in does not correlate to the outcome or the results that I'm looking for. And it's sad. It really is sad. And I don't know. Like I said, the movie brought up the fact that it's just not black people. It's just it's the culture in which we live in America. The system is rigged. It really is. What do you think?
Yeah, like you said, there's no way. We don't have it. I think the closest that anyone that's middle class or lower class would be if something happened, if they were handicapped or where they couldn't, and then the government would step in and take care of them.
But even that, because my dad is low-key handicapped because he's on disability.
No, well, I'm not talking about like this. I'm talking about like you just like at the point is where even if you do something violent, you can get out of it because of the fact that you have that as a... There's people who plead insanity, you know. I think if you have those type of issues, you may have free will. But at the same time, do you even know?
True.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like, as a normal person who is living your life, like, you don't have free will. It's nothing, nobody goes in life without knowing what the consequences, without thinking about what the consequences are. You're not going to go and try something out. When you bungee jump, it's possible I can have the best time of my life. It's also possible this rope could snap and I smash.
Wow,
you think about that before you do that. Now, mind you, you still might do that, but you've had that thought of the consequences. So it wasn't in free will, because if you had free will, you wouldn't be worried about dying, because it wouldn't have been, to you, it's not an option, because you already know that, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
You don't go to an audition thinking the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to get the part.
True. And I think about, like, the people that, even thinking about on a deeper level, like, when you think about your destiny. Is destiny and free will the same?
No.
Why?
Destiny is what's going to happen anyway. Free will is just like the journey that you're going on.
Yeah, I don't think they're the same. I agree. Because destiny, I feel like your destiny is already written for you.
Like, yeah, and free will is how you're getting there.
Yeah, how you're getting there. The choices that you think you're making. That, like, I feel like even with... Because somebody was talking to me about Malcolm X and his family. And, like, the tragedy his bloodline has had to endure. Like, his grandson killed his grandmother. It was, like, it's very horrific. Wow. Like his dad was murdered by the KKK. He was murdered by the government. Like his grandson. It was like the whole line, and I was just like, damn, their family bloodline was not. Like, they got some shit going on. And I think about, even with my family, like, the dysfunction that goes on with them. And me saying, like, okay, this stops with me. Is that my idea of this stops with me? Is that me actually implementing free will? I don't know. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm blabbing.
I don't think it's you implementing free will. Mm-hmm. Is that would go against you? You don't want to end up like that. Your destiny is different. The free will may come on how you go about it.
So me implement and just find the resources to like deal with my anxiety, depression, and communication skills. Those are not. That's not me. You're saying is that's not free will. Mm. That's just me. Choosing a different destiny? Can I choose a different destiny? Is that not free will? Is that the same?
I still think your destiny is going to be the same, though. I still think you're going to end up... The only way destiny is if you kill yourself. I mean, but I think you can... I can say that I'm going to change my curse to my family and be the same person that I was, but by doing that, I could have a child and give it up to adoption to a better family, and so... That gene, that DNA will be raised by people who have that type of upbringing where it'll change. But I didn't, or I could change myself and raise a child to be better than me. It's still the same destiny. It's just where you chose to get out of it. How you chose to go about it.
I don't know. So, like, if you have are you saying, if say you had a long line of alcoholics, and you decided to go to AA and do everything, or like stay away from alcohol altogether, is that so? That's you changing your destiny. Like, you're gonna not be a alcoholic.
You're always an alcoholic, though.
How?
Once you're alcoholic, that's the thing. You're an addict. It's always gonna be a temptation to you.
Oh, well, I agree, but if you're not, what I'm saying is if you don't touch alcohol at all, say if you don't drink at all, like your dad, your granddad, your grandma, everybody in the motherfucking family, drugs.
And, but what are you trying to avoid? Yourself or history? I mean, yeah, or the generation.
What are you trying to avoid?
Yeah, if you say, I want it to start with me, and then you have children, and you don't do any of that around them, that doesn't mean that they're not going to do it.
True.
Man, I've never seen my dad drink so much as a beer. Yet, I'm not a lightweight at any...
at any vice. Sipping my coffee, my macchiato.
But then again, I'm not addictive. I don't have an addictive personality. But him doing that didn't stop me from enjoying having a drink when I'm with my friends. Mm-hmm. That's not how he goes out.
True. Know. So there is no free... There's not even... That free will doesn't even come into play. It's just that's your destiny. This is weird. No, because you've always been taught, like, especially in the church. Like, the church, for me, has always, like, you have a choice. Well, that's the message that I got from church. Like, you have a choice to walk in these paths. Like, God is just there to, like, guide you. Not really there. Like, you have a choice to, if I want to go a different way or different route, then I can. Which is the idea of having a free will. And I just feel like my little bubble got popped. like, nah, free will doesn't exist, man. Like, you can't. Like, when people ask me, like, my dream job, I say, I don't want to work. And it was like, well, you got to work. Like, do I really have to work? That's, why? Why do I need to work? Like, why do I have to trade my time for dollars? I don't want to. I don't want to be in this game anymore. I just want to be able to have food, shelter, enjoyment of life. I don't want to have to work for it, though. I'm trying to figure out the best way, the easiest way, I think.
That's the thing. Somebody has to work for it. Either you or your parents have to work in order for you to get away with that. Jay-Z and Beyonce don't go on their vacations because they just was doing, they want to do it. They had to work, they, do their shows, drop these albums, Beyonce, make these deals.
Sacrifice a whole childhood in order to be Beyonce, to be able to, so there is a level of sacrifice. Damn.
Now that was the free will. She could have not been singing and jogging and not be Beyonce. She'd just be a regular Houston person. But Bianca. She worked.
A comment said, her name ain't no Beyonce. Her name Bianca. Beyonce.
Well, she'd just be another black person in Houston. You know what I'm saying?
So that's free will?
No, that's what I'm saying. She had to decide that it couldn't. If it was free will, she wouldn't have to do all that work. True. She could have just showed up and sung somewhere and dropped Lemonade.
That is true.
We had to build up to that.
So does economic status determine if you have free will? So Beyonce and Jay-Z are pretty wealthy people. Mm-hmm. And even they don't have free will. So, but they're also black. This white elitist like
Trump.
It's, Biden. Does Trump have free will?
Yes, of course.
Explain.
Who stopped Trump from anything? We almost couldn't even stop him from being the president again, but and he was low. He was losing.
Almost. We did not stop him. They didn't do anything. He can still run in 2020.
No, but I'm saying like he really could have been our president at this day and age.
I mean, but he could be in 2024.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not for that. He has free will. Wow. Paris Hilton, free will. If you are, I don't think just economically. I think if you have a social status as well. Mm-hmm. Power. Just because you have money don't mean you got power. Money can get you power, but if you don't have that status, if you O.J. So Simpson, if people look down at you.
You think about what's going on now with Harry and Meghan. Like he has the power. Well, he has the social status and the economics, but he still doesn't have free will because he
moved to fucking Canada.
He left but he wasn't in the position to be in line for the king.
Exactly. So what was the point? Why deal?
Can't do that though.
What, huh?
His brother, I forget his name. I want to call him Andrew. He got free will. No, they're in line for the king. They can't just leave.
What that mean?
They can't leave the monarchy.
Why he can't leave?
Cause he's in line for to be the king.
Okay, and what's gonna happen? When is he gonna be king?
Whenever the damn
she
old
ain't gonna die. She is not dying. That man got free will.
I don't think he feels like he got free will.
That lady ain't dying no time soon. He ain't got no free will. I mean, he got free will.
I don't think he feels like he got free will.
He can do it. She won't even know he missed.
No, Trump's example is a good thing. Like, but that's not to say that white, just regular ass white people don't got free will. Regular ass white people, y'all with us too. Y'all ain't got no free will. No free will, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. You have to have both money and status.
So Jeff Bezos got free will.
Nigga can be Batman. Hell yes, he can be free.
Jeff Bezos can be Batman.
He has that much money. He can be Batman. Yes. What can't he do, really? As much money as he is worth, and as much as what can't he do? Get married again? Cause she's gonna take the rest.
Shit, I don't know.
But I'm saying, like, Amazon ain't the best company in the world.
But they got 2-day shipping.
But he's able to run his shit like he wants to.
I mean,
because he's created a need.
$1 billions he made during the pandemic.
But that's what I'm saying. He's created such a need. He created such a need that he has that power that he can have free will. Elon Musk.
That nigga's up and going to Mars. I think he, like, who was that? The comic. It was like, Elon doesn't even have to notify NASA.
I'm saying, these people, they're bigger than what it can hold them against, hold them accountable. There's free will for them.
Damn. Oprah ain't got free will because when she did that
Michael Oprah Jackson, is a black woman.
No. When she did that Michael Jackson. She did that Michael Jackson dang on thing. Them people, we gave Oprah ass up, but she I guess she redeemed herself recently.
But Oprah has to watch what she say and do.
Damn.
Think about that's part of the problem why people are mad, why our people get mad is because she can't speak up on certain things because she don't have all the power.
And I think that that's what people forget. We think about Jay-Z and Beyonce. We think that they do have that amount of influence, but they still Jay-Z told us still nigga he's still a nigga. Like I don't know why we expect these people to have that much liberty. I don't know. That's Trump is a good example of somebody that has free will.
If you think of any black celebrity, it's Will.
Will Smith.
That's the only black celebrity I can think of who most likely, because Jaden, that motherfucker is a free, that's the first free black person I've ever seen in my life.
Jaden, yeah.
Yeah, Jaden do whatever the fuck he wants to
do. That's a testament to both their parenting.
Yeah.
They created, so do you have to be sovereign? Is that the thing? You have to be a sovereign person to have free will.
In America, yes. I mean, in most cultures. Yeah, I think that's it.
Sovereignty. So is that the fix?
We can't fix that because you can't do that for everybody. It's not a fix.
Why you can't be sovereign? Everybody can be sovereign. What if you have a sovereign community?
How?
The Navajo people? Don't they have their own...
They don't have free will.
But they're a sovereign nation.
You do that shit where you at. You keep that shit over there. That's not free will. You can do whatever you want around here. Well, you leave this circle, you a nigga again. Like, no, that's not free will.
Why not, though?
It's limited free will, if anything.
Because isn't that the case? I need to look that up. Isn't that the case where that because they are sovereign, they can't even be tried in the courts, in our courts, because they are sovereign people.
But they still have the rules in their land.
What if that's not a rule, though?
Why? What's not a rule? That you're going to have rules?
No. I'm just being devil's.
You trying hard to be the devil.
No, because I'm trying to. But I'm like, what if it's like running, like speeding? I don't know. I don't know how this works. I don't know how sovereignty works.
That means that you don't go with the government that is around everything else. Like you still govern your own.
Yeah, you have your own government.
So you still have rules that they set in place.
So rules negate free will.
Yes.
True.
I don't have to go to school, but that's truancy. That's not free will.
It's damn sure not free will. Right. And the fact that you don't even own anything. Like, I paid off this damn house, but now I gotta pay the state just for what? I gotta pay the county for what? Taxes? Taxes right there. Like, death and taxes. Taxes ain't going away. Death and taxes are the most absolute things that everybody has to deal with. And there's no free will in taxes. There's no free will at all. How does individualism, capitalism, and patriarchy benefit us? Because all of that plays into free will, not having free will. Or does it benefit us at all? Because at first, I used to think that capitalism was the way.
Capitalism will not benefit free will with laws. It won't. You'll make money, but as long as there are laws, you won't. There's certain ways you wouldn't be able to make money, so you wouldn't have free will. It'll eliminate free will. Now, if we had capitalism without it, I'm not sure if that would work.
capitalism without free will.
Without laws.
Without laws.
Because then how are we regulating things?
Isn't that what we have now, though? Because they ain't regulating shit.
Exactly. It's not good for free will. You mean that? No, they are regulating. They regulate things. They, when they regulate...
Jeff Bezos makes like a couple billion dollars during the pandemic. That, how are you
but
regulating?
But he not regulated. We regulated.
True.
Capitalism doesn't work for everybody. It's going to work for people like him.
I don't think capitalism works at all. It only works for people that are benefit from it.
That's what I'm saying. That's where it's never going to work.
Because, like I was saying earlier before we even started, like, I'm in a business to coaching people, but I'm coaching, my target audience is Black women. And those are the ones that are struggling the most. I'm taking money out of these people's pockets in order to feed my family. Like, that transfer is not.
But wouldn't that also be individualism? Because you're worried about you and your house.
Right. That doesn't benefit us, though.
And what was the third one? Capitalism?
Patriarchy. I don't think patriarchy, capitalism, or individualism benefits us because it's always, it's thinking.
There's never going to be free will in either one of those, yeah.
Somebody has to lose in order for anybody, any of those systems to work. When you think about, like, us not coming together, that's why I asked about the, do you have free will in sovereign, like, sovereign nations? Like, because... Like, how, I mean, yeah, you have, what if you, I don't know, you can't govern without laws. Like, it has to, even with nature. Nature does not come without laws. Like, I don't know. I don't think, but I do think that capitalism, patriarchy, and individualism doesn't help us at all. And I don't, maybe, and then I think the idea of having free will needs to be, like, tossed out also. Because there's no way, even when I go back to nature, there's no free will. Like, a bird can't say, fuck it, let me be a caterpillar today because I'm tired of being a bird.
You're going to get eaten by his predators. That's all.
Then you think the bird trying to participate in the caterpillar lifestyle?
He's not using his wings. He's going to be available for predators.
True, and he's always going to be a predator to the caterpillars. Like, you trying to eat just grass and stuff. That doesn't benefit you.
Okay, if we're talking about cats, a lion, they have free will.
Because they're at the top of the food chain?
That and cats don't give a fuck. House cats run their house. I mean, they're just...
But what about the poachers?
What they got to do with anything? That's us.
But I'm saying,
fucking with them. They ain't got shit to do with what they doing.
So how did
they roaming around. We went somewhere we not supposed to be.
So the lions don't have free will.
They have free will.
They don't. If there's poachers in their neighborhood.
They can do whatever the fuck they want. It's us fucking up what they doing.
But we're part of the ecosystem.
We ain't part of shit.
Yes, we are.
No. Who poaching?
Who's poaching?
Who poaching? The aliens. Ain't no regular Black people poaching nobody.
Not we, as in the Black people. We exactly. As humans.
No.
Are.
White alien people is poachers.
White alien people?
Yeah.
Wait, pause. Why are they white alien people?
White people, man, come on now. White people ain't from here.
You don't think so?
White people, that's a malfunction. That is,
exactly.
That's a disorder. They're not regular folks. They were sent here by some aliens.
They were sent here by some aliens.
Yeah.
This is the first theory of that. I've never heard that theory. If anything, the Black people were sitting here. That's the theory
why
I've never heard.
Why? Everything in nature just benefits us. The sun. We don't. The sun harms them. That's some alien shit. For you to be here all these years and you still can't even. The sun kills you.
It's true. But Black people experience sun issues too.
Not on the scale of the white people.
That is true. That's a valid point.
They don't even age right.
Bruh, I can't. Oh, they aliens. All this time we've been calling ourselves the aliens. AT aliens, remember? Like, we try to not, like, we're not up here.
Why do you think they so close with the animals? We know the ecosystem. Don't fuck with the animals. They kiss the animals in the mouth and go on safari trips and put want to pet this shit. No. Steve Irwin was not a regular person. That was a alien. Hybrid. Humanoid. Whatever you call it.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
You go to Africa, the white people, ooh, we're going to... And what, the people who live in fucking Africa, do not go over there and fuck with that lion.
We have reverence.
Exactly. So you think you own it because you've been landed here.
True. Very much true. Yo. And all the time, like, I'm... The way he said it, I'm not... But you are here from here. We've been convinced that we've been from another planet the whole time.
Who is the most powerful person in the black family?
The mother?
Mother Earth, Mother Nature. That's black.
That's black. That's woman. Black woman at that.
Exactly. White people think the head of the household is the white man.
Oh, God, yeah. That's not. So they have to be out of the space because they're
ain't
so,
even from the same galaxy.
Right, they go against nature all the time.
And want to call it the Milky Way.
What? The randomness. The Milky Way. They're stars. They're white. Well, are stars white? I don't know. They look it in the sky. I guess the black drop. The black drop.
And ain't nothing more powerful than a black hole. What?
I'm black matter. Dark matter, I should say. Not black matter. Dark matter, that's the correct term. I don't know. That was just... That's mostly... our thoughts. Like I said, I don't think we came up with any answers. I just had more...
Y'all know that we always... The discussion always continues.
It really does. I don't know. Like I said, just growing up thinking like I had free will, and I don't know. I think the best way to handle any of this is to just, I guess, I don't know. Some people say that you got to buck the system. We come together and buck the system and come. And then other people are like, we ain't organized and everything. I don't think we are organized. I think that everybody, and I do think that everybody should be everywhere. And at the same time, I think that it is, in order to survive in this whole thing, is you have to play the game a little bit. I don't know where the line is drawn though.
It ain't free though.
It ain't free. It ain't free. I guess you gotta decide for yourself how much you wanna play.
How much you wanna pay. Cause now you gotta pay to play.
You damn sure do.
We need to make a motto about it.
We do.
But, alright, we about to swing right into our spotlight. Alright, so spotlight today goes to who?
Stacey Yvonne Abrams.
Mm.
This probably has... I don't know how this plays into free will, but I know that...
She's a sage.
Well, of course, that part. But the... Was it... Is March Women's Month?
Yes.
Okay. Because why do we have Women's Month and International Women's Month?
Day. It's a month and then there's a day.
That's excessive. No.
What? I mean, you gotta think. Like, Black History Month started with a week. So, International Women's Day, and they just put the month. So, I guess on the day, you just do something special with all the women, and then you show the recognition during the month.
I guess.
Like, I know in the Breakfast Club, like, Angela Yee, mm-hmm. She had, instead of Envy and Charlamagne, she had,
Just Hilarious.
Yeah, I love her.
I gotta tell you about my dream I had about Just Hilarious. It was weird,
it was freaky.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in here. It's not for the podcast. But I love that girl. But she had, like, all the interviews with, like, women and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, but that's why I chose Stacey Abrams. I didn't know she was a Sagittarius until I was reading the article. It's a lot of Sagittarius women. Like, Cicely Tyson. Yeah, I can't think of the lady's name. I see her face in it. Shirley Chisholm?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, the lady that went up to be the first president, the vice president. She ran for president. Sagittarius. Awesome. Awesome sauce.
But you can't tell us we can't do shit.
Really, you can't. she was born December 9th, 1973. She's an American politician, lawyer, voting rights activist, and author who served in the Georgia House of Representatives. She's a Democrat. She was served in the House of Representatives from 2007 to 2017. She also served as the minority leader in 2011 to 2017. She founded the Fair Fight Action, an organization to address voter suppression in 2018. Her efforts have been widely credited with boosting voter turnout in Georgia, including in the 2020 presidential election where Joe Biden won the state. And in Georgia's 2021 U.S. Senate election and special elections, which gave Democrat control over the Senate. In 2021, Abrams was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts in the 2020 election. She is a December Sag at that. I like that. She was the Democratic nominee in the 2018 Georgia... why this word always gives me... What is that? Gubernational? Oh, I'm going to use that in the sentence tomorrow. Gubernational. That ain't even national. Gubernatorial election. You said gubernatorial election. I don't know what that means, but I really want to look it up right now. But we're recording. She became the first black... I hate when they do African-American. Black female majority party gubernatorial nominee in the United States. She lost to Brian Kemp in the election, marked by accusations that Kemp engaged in voter suppression as Georgia's Secretary of State. In February 2019, Abrams became the first black woman to deliver a response to the nation, the State of the Union address. She's Sagittarius. That makes sense, because she's always very vocal about just like what's right and wrong, and she's not afraid to speak her mind. Like, the latest quote I saw was that she called out the voter restricting in Georgia as the Jim Crow in suits. I love it. I'm here for it.
I mean, to be honest, that's what politicians should be.
Very honest.
Honest about right and wrong.
Right.
Don't sugarcoat this shit. Just do it. But shout out to Stacey Abrams. She was going to be on my list of black history people, but she got an honorable mention on my list. So I'm so happy that she was able to put her on her own spotlight this week.
Yeah. Shout out.
But that's our show, man. Remember, free will ain't free. And white people is aliens. You got anything else to say?
Yeah. Just pay the... You gotta pay to play. Be safe.
Later, y'all.
Peace.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Good.